Audio 1.7. Elements of the crime. The idea of fault is present in the fundamentals of an offence, known as the actus reus, guilty or unlawful act, and the mens rea, guilty mind, in technical legal usage, and means that there is both a physical element and a mental element to an offence. Both elements have to be concurrent, present at the moment of the crime, meaning that an act does not make a man guilty of a crime unless his mind is also guilty. Physical element, actus reus. The physical element of a crime consists of conduct, circumstance, and prohibited consequence or result. A further dimension of the actus reus is the distinction between conduct crimes and result or consequence crimes. Conduct crimes such as blackmail, rape, perjury are those where the conduct itself is criminal. Result crimes are those where the conduct itself is not criminal, but the result of the action is. The two aspects of the crime, conduct and consequence, must be closely linked by causation, otherwise known as chain of causation, cause and effect. The actus reus, therefore, refers to the external elements of a voluntary act on the part of the defendant. While the general rule is that there is no criminal liability for omissions, there are exceptions where the defendant is under a positive duty to act, but fails to comply with such a duty. Mental element, mens rea. The mental element of a crime incorporates one of the three general states of mind or modes of culpability. They are intention, recklessness, and negligence. These mental states depend on the surrounding elements of the crime, the conduct, circumstances, and result, and establish the higher or lower degree of culpability. Intention. This is the highest form of mens rea and includes direct intent. The defendant has a clear purpose to bring about the result, which in fact occurs. And oblique intent. The defendant embarks on a course of conduct to bring about the intended result, knowing that the consequence of his actions will also bring about another result. Recklessness describes the situation where the defendant is aware of risky consequences to occur and nonetheless proceeds with the unreasonable and unjustified conduct, not caring whether those consequences would result or not. Negligence. In criminal law, negligence is the least culpable state of mind and describes the defendant who is inadvertent to the consequences of his risky conduct, unintended consequences. But a reasonable, prudent person in the same circumstances would have foreseen those consequences. This mode of culpability bears similarities to negligence applied in civil law and plays a minor role in criminal liability, where it is largely replaced by the objective test of recklessness. Other criminal states of mind include transferred intent, where an act directed at one person or property causes harm to another person or property. The result of the actus reus is not what the defendant intended. Defences to criminal liability. In a criminal action, the defendant may be able to rebut, contradict his case by establishing a defence which, if determined in favour of the accused, will preclude or mitigate his conviction. Diminished responsibility. In criminal law, defences operate in three main ways. To deny the actus reus by pleading non-insane automatism. The defendant argues that at the time of committing the offence, he had no control over his actions and so was incapable of having the necessary mens rea. To deny the mens rea by pleading insanity. The defendant negates responsibility for the consequences of his actions because of some mental infirmity. Mistake. Defendant did not possess the mens rea because he was laboring under a mistake of fact and not of law. Or intoxication. The defendant was incapable of forming the mens rea because he was under the effect of drink or drugs. To justify defendant's actions by pleading duress. Defendant acted under threats. Necessity. Defendant was forced to commit the crime because there was no other solution to avoid that harm. Or self-defense. Defendant used reasonable force to defend himself should he come under attack.